This is Rabbi Nissan Elbron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Monday, July 9th, 2018. We will learn the 8th to 9th Mishnayos in the 15th chapter of Mishnah Yevamos. We're down to our final week plus a day of Mishnah Nashim and Mishnayos in Yevamos. Mishnah Chet. Ha'isha shahalcha hi uva'ala l'medinas hayam. Uvna imahem. All right, so a woman goes, she travels overseas with her husband and her son. Uva, she comes back, right? She comes home, the Amra, and she says, Mes ba'ali, v'acharkach mes bini. Right, she says, first, my husband died, and then afterwards, my son died. In essence, what she is saying is, I am not Zekuka liyavam, right? I am now not obligated to stand before my brother-in-law and either marry him or get chalitza done. Because when the husband died, she had a child. At that point, she's free to marry anyone. She is a widow with a child. There's no yibum. And the Mishnah says, ne'emenes, she is believed in that claim. Why is she believed in that claim? So the Gati says, because when she left, right, she had the chazaka, was the status was that she had a child, and she did have a child. And in that scenario, since she is believed to say her husband has died, she should be allowed to marry anyone. Right? The only time there is yibum or chalitza, the only time we involve the brother-in-law, right, the deceased man's brother, is when there are no children. So since her status was with child, right, she had born a child, she had a kid. When she left, she's believed to say, my husband died. She's also believed to say that first my husband died and then the son, because it maintains the status quo. And therefore the Mishnah says, ne'emenes. But if she says, meis bini v'acharkach meis ba'ali, right, if she says, my son died first, and then my husband died, right, now what she's saying, her claim is, I died with no children, then my husband died, and now I am Zekuka Leyavam. Now I stand before my husband's brother for Yibum or Chalitza. Eina ne'emenes, she's not believed in that claim. Right, because this claim is more than just my husband died. It's my husband died and I get to marry my brother-in-law. As funny as those words sound. Right, that's the claim that she's making. It's against her status when she left. And the Kahati says that they're concerned. Maybe she really liked her brother-in-law. Right, so maybe she's fudging the order in order to create a situation of Yibum where she can go be with the brother-in-law, even though, right, in the reality of the case is she's not allowed to. So she changes the order, she's not believed. But still, the choshesh in ledvareha, we're still concerned that maybe she did make it, meaning maybe she's telling the truth. We're not sure. We're not sure, and therefore she can't marry her brother-in-law. We're also not sure that she can just go and marry anybody, because maybe she's telling the truth and she's a kukah liyabam. And therefore, the Mishnah says, "V'choletzes v'lo misyabemes." So she does chalitza and not yibum. She does chalitza. Maybe she's supposed to be with the brother-in-law. She's telling the truth. She can't do yibum because maybe she is not. Mishnah Tet: Nitan li ben b'medinas hayam. So this is a case where she goes without children. She has no children. She and her husband go overseas, okay, long trip, and she's blessed with a child. Right, child was given to her, right, from Hashem, from whoever. But given a strange language, but she's given a son in Medina Sayam. Ve'amra, then she comes back and she says, "Meis bini ve'acharkach meis ba'ali." Right, she says, "My son died, and then my husband died." So here too, ne'emenes, she's believed. Again, because when she left, she had the status of a woman that if her husband died, she'd be zakuka liyavam, she'd be required to marry the brother-in-law, do chalitza. And therefore, right, the only reason we know she had a child was because she said so. So we believe her. Once we believe her to say that, we're going to believe her in the order of, you know, the death of son and husband. But if she says, right, meis ba'ali v'achar kach meis b'ni, right, if she says, first my husband died and then my son died, she's not believed, because here she's changing the status quo. Right? When she left, she was in a position with no children. And if she's believed to say her husband died, and if her husband dies, she's kuka liyavam. Okay? So she, in the first case where she says, my son died, then my husband dies, she's maintaining that status quo. Right? She left zakuka liyavam, she comes back zakuka liyavam. Well, she left potentially zakuka liyavam if the husband dies. She comes back that way. In the second case, right, she left that if her husband died, she would have to be with the brother-in-law and get chalitza. And now she wants to be free to anyone in the world. Right? Meis ba'ali, my husband died, I still had a child. No yibum, no chalitza, I'm free to the world. She's not believed because she's changed that status quo. Nevertheless, choshishin ledvareh, right? We suspect that maybe it is true. And therefore, the same as the last Mishnah, she does chalitza, but she does not do yibum. Right? Even though she left with that status that the husband died, she'd be zakuka liyabam. If we actually trust her and she's telling the truth, she can't do yibum, and therefore she does chalitza and not yibum. That concludes our learning for today. Please come back. Join me tomorrow.